Hello, friends. I'm Pastor Pitts Evans. Welcome to the Whole Word Podcast. Let's get right to the Word of God. Jeremiah chapter 1. The words of Jeremiah, son of Hilkiah, one of the priests at Anathoth in the territory of Benjamin. The word of the Lord came to him in the 13th year of the reign of Josiah, son of Ammon, king of Judah, and through the reign of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah, down to the 5th month of the 11th year of Zedekiah, son of Josiah, king of Judah, and when the people of Jerusalem went into exile. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Alas, sovereign Lord, I said, I do not know how to speak. I am too young. But the Lord said to me, Do not say I am too young. You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms, to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant. The word of the Lord came to me. What do you see, Jeremiah? I see the branch of an almond tree, I replied. The Lord said to me, You have seen correctly, for I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled. The word of the Lord came to me again. What do you see? I see a pot that is boiling, I answered. It is tilting toward us from the north. The Lord said to me, From the north, disaster will be poured out on all who live in the land. I am about to summon all the peoples of the northern kingdoms, declares the Lord. Their kings will come and set up their thrones in the entrance of the gates of Jerusalem. They will come against all of her surrounding walls and against all of the towns of Judah. I will pronounce my judgments on my people because of their wickedness in forsaking me, in burning incense to other gods, and in worshiping what their hands have made. Get yourself ready. Stand up and say to them whatever I command you. Do not be terrified by them, or I will terrify you before them. Today I have made you a fortified city, an iron pillar, and a bronze wall to stand against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, its officials, its priests, and all the people of the land. They will fight against you, but will not overcome you, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. So the first chapter of Jeremiah opens with a little setting information that he began during the 13th year of the reign of King Josiah, and he continued all the way to Zedekiah, who was the last king of Judah, taken into captivity in Babylon. So Zedekiah was the last descendant of David to rule in Israel in that period of time before the Babylonian captivity. So a long prophetic ministry under many different kings, from somewhere around 526 BC to 586 or even 581 BC. The call and commission of Jeremiah is very interesting. The word of the Lord comes to him and says, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. And so this was no happenstance that Jeremiah was now going to be a prophet speaking to the nation of Israel. This was the intention of the Lord when he was forming and creating Jeremiah, even before he was in his mother's womb. It says, I formed you in the womb, but even before that, the Lord had plans for Jeremiah to come. And so he says, I knew you before you were born. I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Jeremiah's response expressed some humility, perhaps, and some reluctance. He said, Lord, I don't know how to speak. I'm too young. Now, at the point he said this, he was not like a little child. He was somewhere around 24 years old. That's a guess, best guess I have. And so he was not really childlike, but he was below the age that priests normally served publicly. He was 24 years old, approximately. So it was an unusual calling in that he was given this tremendous mantle of anointing and responsibility at that age. But nevertheless, he was God's man. So the Lord spoke to him after he said, "I'm too young. I don't know how to speak." The Lord said, "Don't say I'm too young. You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you, and I will rescue you," declares the Lord. Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, "I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant." Now, there's an awful lot in that little passage I just read. But the Lord reached out his hand and touched Jeremiah's mouth and said he put his words in Jeremiah's mouth. You may remember the call of Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 6. The angel of the Lord touched Isaiah's mouth with coals from the altar before God. In this calling of Jeremiah, the Lord himself reached out his hand and touched Jeremiah's mouth and said, "I put my words in your mouth." And so his call, what's his call? "I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and to overthrow." Now, friends, that is a terrible way to spend your life. And nevertheless, this is what God had for Jeremiah. He did include, after those horrible predictions of uprooting, tearing down, destroying, and overthrowing, that Jeremiah would somehow be called to build and to plant. And as we go through the book, you'll find many of his words are towards a redemptive future. And so that may be what's alluded to here. The Lord says to Jeremiah, gives him a couple of prophetic visions. He said, "What do you see, Jeremiah?" "I see the branch of an almond tree." And the Lord said, "You have seen correctly, for I'm watching to see that my word is fulfilled." Now, this is an interesting quote, but it may be meaningless to you. Almond trees bloom very late in the season. And so this reference to an almond tree is probably the Lord saying that just like the almond tree blooms late, my judgment is overdue on Jerusalem. It's late in coming, but it is going to come. And so even though judgment came previously on the northern kingdom, and I withheld judgment on the southern kingdom for a season of years after Isaiah, the judgment is now long overdue, and it is coming. So hence the symbolism of the almond branch blooming late. And then the Lord gives him another vision. He says, "What do you see?" "I see a pot that is boiling," I answered, "and it's tilting toward us from the north." And so this vision of a boiling pot about to be poured on the city from the north, the Lord interprets it and says, "From the north, disaster will be poured out on all who live in the land." Now, the Babylonians were in the north. Jeremiah may have had an instant recognition of the meaning of this or not, but we certainly know now this was alluding to the Babylonians that were coming. The Lord says, "I'm about to summon all the people of the northern kingdoms. Their kings will come and set up their thrones in the entrance of the gates of Jerusalem." And so indeed, this was taking place. And the Lord says, "Why? I will pronounce my judgments on my people because of their wickedness in forsaking me, in burning incense to other gods and in worshiping what their hands have made." So this coming of Babylon was not without cause. The Lord is giving the cause as the idolatry and the forsaking of Yahweh that was taking place within the southern kingdom. Then the Lord gives a final exhortation to Jeremiah. He says, "Get yourself ready. Stand up and say to them whatever I command you. Do not be terrified by them, or I will terrify you." Friends, that is a frightening statement. You know, don't be terrified by mankind, or God will terrify you. Verse 18, the Lord continuing, "Today I have made you a fortified city, an iron pillar, and a bronze wall, to stand against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, its officials, its priests, and the people of the land. They will fight against you, but they will not overcome you. For I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. Now, Jeremiah is about to embark on a 40-year journey of extreme prophetic words coming against extreme opposition. The kings of Judah, its officials and its priests, were going to be his opponents. In other words, in the human realm, the ones that were in charge were going to be against Jeremiah. But in the spirit realm, Yahweh was for him. And so he was about to face death and death threats for some 40 years and much mistreatment. Nevertheless, the Lord says, don't be terrified by them, or I'll terrify you. Friends, we need to have fear of the living God and not what man can do to us or toward us or against us. It's true there is a God, and it's true that all mankind will give an account to him. But some men will rule in this life and be judged in the next life. And some of us who serve the living God will be mistreated in this life because we serve him and we're faithful to him. So like Jeremiah, let's be faithful to the Lord. Lord, we pray that whatever disasters come upon our land, we would be faithful to you, the living God. Lord, we're not inviting judgment or inviting you to come against our country or our people. But Lord, if judgment comes, would you be our sustainer and our supporter in times of trouble? And Lord, if opposition comes, make us fortified cities like you did Jeremiah to stand against those who hate you. Lord, may we not relinquish our faith. May we not back down. Lord, we recognize we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but people sometimes come against us for our beliefs and our faiths. Lord, be with us. Rescue us. Guide us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Whole Word. It was brought to you by Whole Word Fellowship and the Northern Virginia House of Prayer. If you were encouraged, please share our podcast with your friends. We'd also appreciate it if you'd hit subscribe in your favorite podcast app and take a few moments to write a review. If you'd like more information on our church and our ministry, you can go to wholeword.net or wholewordpodcast.com for more information. Thank you again, and may the Lord Jesus bless you today and always.